This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. It says there, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God." End of quote. Spiritual growth and maturity do not happen automatically. Those who have children know infants and kids would not grow to adulthood automatically. We parents feed them, give them proper sleep, protect them from bad weather and dangers. Parents have a plan to make their young ones grow and mature. The same way, your spiritual growth also needs a plan. We come across believers who believed in Jesus Christ many, many years ago. However, still, we know they have not grown to spiritual maturity. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." End of quote. Newborn babes craving for milk. And their craving for milk is so severe that they cry without stopping until she or he get the breastfeeding. Bible says the same about you who are newly born into God's family. You should desire the Word of God, which is the Bible. A newborn Christian must have the craving to listen to the Bible and Bible messages. What is the result? That you may grow thereby. There is no other way to grow if you are a newborn Christian. You need to listen and study the Word of God. Therefore, the number one plan is craving to study the Word of God. It would gradually result in your spiritual growth and maturity. Now, the Holy Spirit is the agent who causes you to grow spiritually. In addition to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God uses those scriptures you learned to grow in Jesus. The indwelling Holy Spirit who is inside the believer of Jesus Christ reminds, teaches, guides, comforts, helps them to grow in the Lord. The whole triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are instrumental in your spiritual growth. However, the Bible also indicates the Holy Spirit plays a major role in your spiritual growth. Therefore, by understanding the cardinal role of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says a believer yield himself or herself to the Holy Spirit. This is another reason for the absence of spiritual growth and maturity. A Christian who is not willing to yield to the Holy Spirit would not grow spiritually as intended by God. Yielding to the Holy Spirit means to walk by the Holy Spirit. You see, we can walk by our flesh or walk by the Holy Spirit. It is our choice whom we are going to yield, flesh or the Holy Spirit living inside us. This is a choice we should make each time when a choice is presented to us. Yield to the Holy Spirit and do not yield to the flesh. Hence, ask two important questions. Number one, am I desirous to study the Word of God? Secondly, am I yielded to the Holy Spirit? Many people are not serious in good Bible studies. If you are not serious about the quality of the Bible study, then do not expect spiritual growth happens automatically. Similarly, if you fail yielding to the Holy Spirit, spiritual growth is hindered. Thirdly, spiritual growth takes time. A new Christian is not spiritually matured or developed simply because of the absence of a pretty good knowledge of the Word of God and the opportunity to yield to the Holy Spirit. You see, as both of these emerges in due time, spiritual growth and maturity happen. The time taken for spiritual maturity is not the same for everybody. A person who studies the Word of God intensively and willing to yield to the Holy Spirit would achieve growth in a shorter time span. Spiritual growth is also seen in how one brings fruits for others by the working of the gifts of the Holy Spirit sovereignly granted to them. A spiritually developed person knows and uses the gifts given in an effective way for the glory of God's name. You see, spiritual growth is not automatic. It must be thought for and planned for. You see, we give enough thought about our future career, our financial goals, children's education and future, and even for our retirement. However, when it comes to the most important individual matter of our life. You see, when it comes to the most important and cardinal personal matter of our life, which has a current and eternal impact, that is our spiritual growth, we cannot afford to give less priority. Your rewards here and eternity are hinged on your personal spiritual growth. True spiritual growth and maturity have a beginning point. You see, the beginning point of your spiritual growth is the time you come and accept the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as your Savior and Lord. Because God the Father loves you and gave His only begotten Son to die in your place for all of your sins. When you come and believe, when you invite Jesus into your heart, that's the time the spiritual growth begins in your life. Have you accepted God's gift of salvation, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life available in Christ Jesus? God wants you to grow. He does not want you to stay in the infant, toddler, and young stage all through your time here on this planet Earth. He expects you to stand in front of Him developed and spiritually matured by the Word of God and the indwelling Holy Spirit. Although spiritual perfection now is not possible on this side of the eternity. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the message that I heard today. I want to come to your Son, Jesus Christ, and accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Jesus, come to my heart, come to my life, forgive my sins, make me your child. And Lord, I want to grow spiritually. I want to learn the Bible, the Word of God. I want to listen to the Holy Spirit who is inside me. I want to obey to the Holy Spirit. Help me to do that. I worship you and I adore you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.